Waka. Hello, I'm Bea Nicole, and this is Buried on the Tundra. I wish to acknowledge that I record this podcast on the ancestral land of the Yupik Chupik people. I acknowledge this is not only in thanks to the indigenous communities who have held relationships with the land for generations, but also in recognition of the historical and ongoing legacy of colonialism. Additionally, I acknowledge this as a point of reflection for all of us as we work towards dismantling colonial practices. Our case today occurs in Bethel, but it has ties to the village of Neposkiak. Neposkiak is 23 miles southwest of Bethel, which is about a 12-minute plane ride. The most recent census shows a population of 405. In a 2000 census, there were 82 households and 70 families residing within the village. The racial makeup at the time was 1.54% white, 97.44% Alaska Native, 0.26% Asian, 0.77% were from two or more races, and 0.26% were of Hispanic descent. The median income of a household is $31,806 and $32,083 for a family. 16.9% of families and 20.2% of the population were below the poverty line. The AK Journalism Group did drone footage of Neposkiak, and I will add that to the website so you can see it. At 8:30 a.m., July 30th, 2017, the Neposkiak Village Police Safety Officer received a call of a possible shooting at a residence. When he arrived at the residence, a young boy greeted him. The boy told the VPSO that his older brother had shot a man. When the VPSO entered the home, 26-year-old Kyle Wassily was lying in the entryway. He had been shot in the stomach and the chest. The VPSO found the older brother, 19-year-old Adams Williams, and Corey Nikolai, 18, allegedly passed out drunk, and they were both taken into custody. The suspected weapon, a rifle, was found in the kitchen. Health aides tried to revive Kyle, but pronounced him dead at 9:35 a.m. Once Nikolai and Williams woke up, they admitted they were drinking the previous night, but they had no memory of what happened, including the shooting. Williams was charged with first-degree and second-degree murder. On January 15, 2020, Williams was acquitted of murder. Williams had claimed self-defense. Kyle and Williams had fought that night, both verbally and physically. Williams had actually pushed Kyle out of the home, and Kyle came back to the house, and that's when Williams got the gun. Kyle Wassily was born August 18, 1990. He was a village police officer in New Napachuk. He was well-liked and known for making people laugh. He is greatly missed by his friends and family. Kyle was only 26 years old when he passed. You can find case pictures, source materials, and a case map showing you the locations of each of the villages I've talked about. Go to buriedonthetundra.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Buried on the Tundra. You can also follow me on Instagram at Buried on the Tundra Podcast. Like, subscribe, review the podcast on whatever platform you're using. next week, we're going to look in Scamma Bay at two cases that involved brothers harming brothers. If you'd like to suggest a case, please send an email to buriedonthetundra@gmail.com. Warmest wishes from the coldest state.